Here is Ryan Burrow, our WGN Radio news director and the host of a podcast called The Stadium Club that is all about the Bears and stadium stuff. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, John. Happy Friday.
Kevin Wells in the WGN Radio newsroom, also on the sports beat for us. It's Kevin Powell. Yeah, Kevin Powell over in the sports box over there. Ryan, what's your reaction to? How seriously do we take this little bit of news today?
I think that you take it very seriously. This is kind of where the momentum had been shifting for some time now, the last few months at least, when they began the traffic study as well as the financial study in the city, the village of Arlington Heights. An indication that that seems to be where the intentions are right now. The fact of the matter is, to keep the Bears in Chicago would have needed a tax deal, some kind of break, some kind of money from the state, some kind of money from the city, and the appetite just was not there. So you've got 326 acres of land sitting there that you've already purchased in Arlington Heights. They had cleared off the tax negotiations. They got that all figured out with the schools there. So the stage had been set for Arlington Heights. And even just a couple of weeks ago, the people I was talking to, it seemed as though it was really, you know, what is going to sour Arlington Heights? Everything seemed to be pointing in that direction. And unless something came up, it looked like that was going to be the best option. The Bears now have full control over all that land, whatever they want to do with it. It makes a lot of sense. The question is, do they have the money to do these big grandioso things of, you know, $1 billion stadiums and what else could fit in that area?
And the lakefront project, Ryan, always felt like a stretch for me, because even if they were granted some massive public dollar deal, they still wouldn't own the stadium. And the Bears, whether it was Wrigley or Soldier Field, have never owned their own stadium. And they have a blank slate in Arlington Heights to build their own stadium, to own their own stadium, to own all that property around the stadium, too.
Yeah. And guys, look, I mean, until there's a stadium actually erected in that location, there's nothing. I mean, to say that this couldn't change, but just that's where the winds are pointed right now, to the northwest suburbs.
And the state won't participate in the cost?
It did not seem as though governor or anyone downstate, the legislatures, whether the House Speaker Welch, had any interest in pursuing this with the things that they've got to deal with right now, especially with, you know, various programs and funding being cut.
And the Tribune report today said that the Bears said they will not seek state funding for the stadium. Now, we'll see about that, and we'll see about what they might be looking for when it comes to building around the stadium and what Arlington Heights and the state might be able to where they might be able to help. But the latest here from the Tribune says the Bears are planning on paying for the stadium themselves.
And Kevin, is that kind of the way these things go now? You don't just put a stadium up, you put up an entertainment area around a stadium?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're seeing it more and more, new ballparks being built. It's it's funny, I always point to Wrigley, which is one of the oldest ballparks, but it's the dream scenario for an organization, right? Because you have an entire town, an entire neighborhood built around your ballpark. Look at the White Sox. There's really not much around that. So I think, yes, to your question, John, I think most are thinking, okay, how do we make this a regular stop for people, not just a game day stop?
Yeah. So this was Arlington Heights, Ryan, to lose then. I mean, the city, just as much as Brandon wants it, as much as he campaigned on it, the mayor just couldn't compete given the costs, that the city would have to bear?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. There are still two little hoops that need to be jumped through. This traffic study we're waiting on right now, which probably doesn't really have much of an impact on, you know, everything. They just kind of want to understand how traffic will flow in the northwest suburbs.
Oh, I got your traffic study. It's going to be a nightmare.
Well,
end of traffic study.
Yeah, well, I mean, any worse so than Soldier Field, which only has one way in and out? I mean, look, you've got Metra line that goes right past that. The Arlington tracks stop is right there. So that's helpful, especially from people coming into the city, from the city and from the northwest burbs. You've got 53. You've got a couple different avenues you can get in, whether it be Euclid, whether it be 14. I'm sure they're going to do some kind of build-in. So that's one of the things that they're talking about. The second thing, the financials.
Also, the Bears had Arlington, Arlington Park was a functioning like 35,000 plus
yes.
seat venue. So they had traffic going in and out of there. There's 9 Bears games. a year or 10 or whatever.
I mean, this would be considerably more, you know, with 70,000, assuming that's where we're at, 60, 70,000. This would be, you know, double what Arlington would bring in. And really, I mean, the biggest day for Arlington was the million, and that might be your 35 day. The other thing is the financial study. And we know that they hired a consulting firm. It's actually kind of funny because the Village hired a consulting firm. They want to make sure, because here's the interesting thing about Arlington Heights. Arlington Heights doesn't need the Bears, right? They don't. Arlington Heights has been a well-functioning Village for quite some time, and this would be a nice thing to have, but they don't need the Bears, not like Gary or Waukegan or some of these other villages or cities that were trying to potentially get the Bears. So they want to make sure it works for them. They want to make sure this doesn't drastically change the city. So they're doing this consulting firm, which is an independent group, is taking a look and seeing, you know, what kind of impact will this have on the Village moving forward? And there is still a possibility that, you know, they come back and say, look, this is going to hurt you more than help you. And they could say no dice. Yeah. Do I think that's going to happen? No. The interesting thing about this consulting firm cost $200,000. They actually used the Bears' money from an escrow fund to pay for it. So, you know, it's like the Bears are essentially paying for this, which works out well for the Village.
Our news director, Ryan Burrow, is also the host of our podcast called The Stadium Club. It's about the Bears and stadium talk. Kevin Powell from WGN Radio Sports is in the sports box, too. Guys, I was looking up the costs of some stadiums. I referenced that I was in Minnesota when the U.S. Bank Stadium for the Vikings went up, and that cost $1.1 billion. Lucas Oil, $735 million. What do y'all expect this baby will cost? And the Bears are going to bear that expense, right?
Yeah, it will be them. And I'm going to tell you right now that the example, and Kevin, you can probably chime in on this one, the example that we've been getting is SoFi Stadium. And the reason for that, there are a couple similarities there. You know, obviously a new stadium, new football stadium in the modern era. But the other part is that was a former Churchill Downs location as well, which is exactly what Arlington Racetrack was. And so it's interesting how these, you know, NFL teams are moving into former Churchill Downs properties. And that one was $5.5 billion right there. Yeah.
$5.5 billion in Los Angeles.
That being said, they are going to be hosting the Olympics coming up. They've had Taylor Swift concerts. Kevin, what else have they had there? They've had a million things, right?
Two teams use that stadium too, right?
That's true.
The Chargers and the Rams, yeah.
I don't know if... I mean, Las Vegas built their new football stadium for around $2 billion. So the one in L.A. is... you're using that one, Ryan, just because the parallels there between the racetrack and just the amount of
correct
space they have.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be in the billions, John, that's for sure. So how much it ends up costing, we'll see.
And the reason that the Bears would do all of this is because they would be able to capture more revenue. The deal they have on parking, concessions, everything with the city and the park district, that is not... They can't monetize it as well as they could if they had their own place in Arlington Heights, right?
Yeah, I mean, look at the Cubs. They went in and bought up all those properties right around Wrigley Field when they did that renovation. I mean, that was valuable to them. The question that remains, and Kevin can maybe speak to it a little bit more, is does the McCaskey family have the pocketbooks to handle that? I mean, this is not Mark Cuban money. This is not Jerry Jones money that they have. Are they going to need others to kind of step up and step in?
Well, each team is handed a check. I think it's for $150 million each season. That's just part of the overall revenue of the NFL, something along those lines. I think they'll be able to come up with the money if they need to, maybe sell a share of the ownership, a percentage.
My understanding is there's a new cap on that, right? I think it's like 10%.
Right, but you can do it now, though. So I think they won't have any trouble coming up with the money. I know that people continue to bring that up, but and the NFL wants new stadiums, right? The NFL would love for the Bears to build a new stadium. I think the league could step in if needed and also provide some assistance.
As I recall, the Wilfs in Minnesota, at the end of the day, with TV money and league money, and they're billionaires, they didn't hardly spend any money on it. The revenue is out there between the league, TV, advertising, the state in that case a little bit, but it's not as onerous as it would be for you or I to build the $1 billion stadium.
Well, the funny thing is, John, the only time that I've been up at that stadium up in Minnesota for the Vikings was for the Final Four.
Well,
which
right.
is, of so course, what this stadium could be used for. Multiple other things outside of the Bears, too.
And would the fans care? Is there a consensus? Lord, we've talked about this before. I don't remember where we landed. But what do Chicagoans or Bears fans say about this?
The leadership said that when asked about it, the McCaskies have said that everyone pretty much says whatever's closest to me. So if you live in Palatine, Rolling Meadows, you love the idea. If you're, you know, in Oak Lawn, maybe not as much.
And are we past the point where this might just be the Bears posturing to get a better deal from the Park District or the city?
I think the clock's ticking here, and I think I don't really know what their end game was with the whole lakefront project and teasing that and using it as leverage, I guess, against Arlington Heights. But I could see sometime this summer, maybe just before the season begins, they do the whole Kevin Warren holds a shovel in Arlington Heights and digs the hole and all of that and takes photos and they officially announce it. I think that will be coming sometime soonish.
That's what I'm hearing, too. I'm hearing potentially before they break camp. Break ground before you break camp.
And the breaking news today is that the Bears have signaled that they are heading to Arlington Heights. That's their favorite choice. More about that in WGN Radio News. Bob will have that. Ryan Burrow, the WGN Radio News director, the host of the podcast called The Stadium Club.